This is TWiT.
So we were talking about the things that we want protected. You know, in 5 years, those things could be your feelings, because apparently that is the future with our Google Assistant. So a CNET interview with Scott Huffman, the VP of Engineering for Assistant, shed some light on Google's thoughts on what the future holds for the voice tech. So just a few nuggets from the interview. In the next 5 years, Assistant could detect your mood and tone, which is going to be a huge problem for me because I am so moody with my Assistant. That's for darn sure. So much so the Assistant can detect it so much so that it could even remember a discussion from a different day so that you could pick up where you left off. So imagine, you know, okay, it's Valentine's Day this week, right? So, and I apologize for those out there who may be feeling lonely this week, but imagine talking to your assistant about it. You know, how you feeling? And the assistant kind of checks up with you a couple days in, make sure you're practicing self-care, make sure you're getting your needs met. I mean, I could see it. I could see it to be a real helpful, like a friend when you need a friend.
Yeah.
Somebody or something, rather, because I don't want to assign it a human terminology, but something that could provide for you a little bit of like understanding when the world just doesn't get you.
When you want to get by with a little help from a friend.
When that friend that is Google.
That would be Google. Google's helping you in all cases.
I want this because that's kind of... I mean, I want it because I just like the idea of emoting and having it mean something instead of
I want another thing I can get into a fight with.
And remember the next day that you had that fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And bring it back up.
Oh, that's a good point.
Hello, we have some unresolved business.
Yeah, we have some... It's like it's not talking to you. This. It's like not responding to your commands. And it's like, wow, why is it being passive aggressive?
Right.
And it's like now you have to get down to why your assistant like is mad at you. It becomes this whole thing. And this thing becomes drama.
Okay, G, what's wrong?
Flo's bringing up a great point, though, from a development standpoint. How do you code for that?
I don't know.
And what if you're a petty developer? I'm sorry. I know some of us are out there. Okay. No, like, I would probably code something like that in there.
Like, if sarcastic, then.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. Like,
so are they going to register tones and apply values to, like, that's a sad mood and that's a, you know, mean mood, and then have, you know, like, I don't even know how you even code for that.
Well, I don't
know.
Lucky
either, we have a developer here.
Yeah, what do you think?
How do we code for emotion?
Okay, so warning, it's going to get dark.
Okay.
What I was thinking is, well, you know, if the assistant is actually listening to you talking to actual humans when you're not talking to it, then you can learn how
you treat people.
To different moods and what sentences like solicit reactions that are, you know, getting what you want. But I hope it's not happening. But, you know, machine learning needs data. So where would that come from?
True.
Like, how does it learn human mood?
It's very true.
So observing human would be one way. And how do it find humans to observe? It's already sitting.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It's hard to think that this won't happen at some point, right? Like you said, I hope it doesn't happen. But
the assistant already answers in a very organic way.
Totally.
Like, it gets more organic, I feel like, with every update.
And if this point in time is kind of the beginning stages of us interacting with robots, let's say, with our voices, it's only going to go further down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. So actually, now I think about it, maybe the data doesn't come from scary places like my house, but maybe you can feed it, you know, shows of actual actual people, you know, contrived scenes of conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
But machine, like I said, machine learning needs data. So it would be interesting to know the personality. And I was like, wait, that sounds like friends. Like, this is Joey talking.
I was going to say, what if it's Vanderpump Rules? It's just like a bunch of drunk. Anyway, sorry. If it's like a bad Bravo show, like, what does it learn
from that? Well, isn't it already learning tone? Like the voices that you can call up and get a reservation for. Like, those already have tone, right? Like that, what is that?
The intonation.
Oh, you're talking about intonation.
Duplex. Already
Duplex,
says, like,
right.
Well, you know, just it already has tone. I would assume they are listening to the tone of voice that...
Oh, yeah. Assume everything. You know what I mean?
I
if we're sending
is.
Our audio to Google and
projecting.
It's analyzing it for one thing, assume that Google is analyzing it for everything it possibly can, because it's learning. How many years did Google collect, you know, from its Grand Central you know, Google Voice operations. It was doing transcribing. It was doing all these things that served a purpose then that fed into the now in ways that then we didn't know about, but yet here we are. So I would say assume that Google's already kind of working on this stuff, you know, their Skunk Works lab or whatever. That would be, that sounds super ambitious, but totally plausible.